Joining us now on our Coach's Corner, we have Pat Riley. He is the head varsity boys golf coach at Newton High School. And Pat, thanks for joining us again today. Just kind of at this point in time, how's the season going?
We got a lot of kids, about 12 kids that are really vying for varsity spots, and it's been challenging on my end to know who can go and, you know, who do I put in there, because they're all very capable. And I think we're on the verge of turning a page, or at least I hope so, because we can be really good. We just got to kind of figure out how to score a little better than we have been, because we haven't shot the numbers I thought we would. And I don't know if they're just putting undue stress on themselves because they know their varsity spot might be, you know, nabbed if they don't play well. And then if they're not hitting it well, do they worry about, well, someone's going to take my spot? So it's been a little challenging, and I'm sure that they're stressed about it a little bit because they all want to be good. They all want to perform. And, you know, you're going to have days where you don't play well. And so I always talk to them about, well, if you're not hitting it well, how do you still find a way to score? And that's where we're kind of working through that right now, is how do we score when we're not playing well?
Yeah. Has there been like one general issue, staying in the fairway, or is it the putting, or just a combination of everything?
In golfing, it's weird about it. Like, some days you hit everything well off the tee in the fairway, but we can't chip and putt. Then the next day we're chipping and putting well, but we can't keep it in play. And so it's really a combination of that. And you know, the kids that, you know, they'll have a day where they putt poorly, and it really affects their score. Or someday they'll struggle with hitting irons in the fairway, and they chip and putt well, so it kind of picks up their game, but they still don't score where they probably want to. So I'm just trying to get them to understand that if I'm not hitting it well, where do I want to miss, you know, and give myself still an opportunity to make a par or a bogey. And our kids struggle. Like, if they get a bogey, they think it's bad, and bogeys aren't terrible. We got to eliminate the sevens and the eights.
That's the stuff we get. And two, I mean, you have so many meets right after each other. It's kind of hard to work out the kinks without being in a tournament or a match.
Yeah. And I always tell them school first. And so it's really hard for those kids that miss 3 days in a row. So it's been nice that I can shuffle that lineup a little bit, so kids aren't missing all of those days. But there were kids that missed all 3 days this week. So, you know, I still want them to understand that school comes first. But then, you know, when do we have time to correct those mistakes and work out those kinks, you know, because tonight would be a great night. But they're tired. Like, they've been gone for 3 days, and you know, the opportunities to fix your broken swing, because when you play, you break your swing, and then you got to go to practice and fix it. And we just haven't had the practice time. So tonight will be good, and then next week we're back at it Monday, Tuesday. So Wednesday, Thursday next week will be good nights for us to, like, work some things out and kind of fix some of those things we're struggling on, that kind of stuff. So
I know Jackson Price has been, you know, consistent for you throughout.
He has, and he actually is. He is so much. He has so much more potential than what he's shooting, and I think he's a classic example of last year. He was a freshman. He didn't have, you know, he didn't have the stress that he has this year. Like, I'm a freshman. I probably don't belong with these big dogs, but he's good enough to play with them. And so he just played golf last year.
Yeah.
And this year, I think he feels like the weight of the team is on his shoulders, and he doesn't need to feel that way because we are actually deeper this year than we were last year. So he just needs to do his thing, because he's super capable, and he's got, you know, tons of upside, you know, and if he does that, the other pieces will just fall into place.
Sometimes those messages are hard to get through to teenage kids.
Well, and he just wants to be so good that it's just hard for him to accept that I'm going to bogey on, you know, at times. And once he gets out of that, you know, he the last meet, he started off, he was 6 over after like 4 holes, and then he finished 5 over till the last hole. That he doubled, because, like, he's trying to make a par putt to stay in third place. So, like, he played 16 or 14 holes of even par or one under par. Yeah. Like, that's what he's capable of doing. And they're all, you know, capable of shooting low like that. So
who else has been doing a pretty good job for you?
It's a weird thing. It's up and down. So our first two conference meets, my second lowest score on the entire team I had in the JV side of the conference meet.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to know, well, who's going to shoot well and who isn't, you know? So I'll have kids that'll shoot 80 one day and 103 the next day. And so to me, that's like, that's on the coach to try to figure out how to get them to see
them
that they can shoot 80 on a good day. But if it's bad, how do I keep it at 90? Like, I got to avoid the 103. Like, those scores, they're good enough that they should not be shooting those. So, you know, Peyton and Lincoln are seniors, and they've had a couple rough rounds, but I can guarantee they'll be within this range of score. And so I can always kind of count on them. But then I, you know, that slew of sophomores with Carter Forrest and Mason Smith and Grant Osby, even Caden Westland. I mean, those guys are right in the mix of really helping this team. And then Ethan Pegler and Lane Rosendahl, both juniors, like they're tons of talent, and they can be really good and help this team. They're just not as consistent as I feel like they could be. And so that's my job as their coach to figure out how to get them to see that they can shoot 90 on a bad day, 80 on a good day, and stay in that range.
Busy week coming up, Oskaloosa and Knoxville and Washington, right?
Yeah, well, so we play JV Monday,
yeah.
And we'll take 12 guys, and I'll use that kind of as a little bit of a qualifier. But then Tuesday, we have six guys going to Oski, but six guys are also going to a Gilbert JV invite, which is 18 holes, which is a cool invite for JV kids. And then next weekend's rough, because we play Friday, Saturday. Then Sunday, we go down to Blue Top for a practice round, and then Monday, we play Blue Top at the Washington invite. So that weekend's really fun for our kids that make that top six, because they're playing basically four rounds back-to-back-to-back-to-back. So it's just kind of a fun weekend, and we stay at the casino there in Riverside.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of a fun weekend for our kids.
Okay. Well, anything else you want people to know about the golf team right now before I let you go?
You know, they're just a bunch of good kids. I love coaching them. I've been doing this since 05, and one thing I've said every year to all the parents, like, I have kids that I don't have to worry so much about in the classroom and then the hallways, good. And that's what I want. And I try to get them to see that life is bigger. Golf helps you teach you life skills on, you know, how to persevere and how to fight through when it's a struggle, and how to organize your time and understand that school comes first and golf is a privilege and not a right. And I think they all know that, and they know that I'm serious about how we act outside of the practice and meet times. Like, that all matters to me. So it's been fun coaching them, and I this team is so deep and so fun, and it's going to be hard picking who goes to conference and who goes to districts and that kind of stuff. So
don't envy you there.
Yeah.
We'll see. Well, good luck, and maybe trying to get them even out a little bit more, and we'll look forward to talking to you here towards the end of the season again.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
And that is Newton Varsity Boys golf coach Pat Riley joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.